This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Amusan Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
Then the next verse says, I'm sorry, I did not mean extra, I actually mean B, C, D. Have you ever seen anywhere where God says, I'm sorry for what I said the other time, I didn't mean it? Never. Never. Listen, integrity is to mean what you say and to say what you mean. You know when you were in secondary, no, primary school, when they were told, you know, we were told, wherever you go, wherever you be, do not say yes when you mean to say no. Baba Ibadan, you know, because I went to Ibadan. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mean what you say. Say what you mean. Let me tell you this. When you train yourself to mean what you say, to say what you mean, it will also affect how you perceive what God says. Psychologically, what you hold yourself responsible for, you are likely going to hold other people too for. For example, if you are the type that ever wondered why some of our parents, you know, they're so hard on you, they'll say, be like me. Can't you see? I woke up 3 a.m. He wants you to wake up 3 a.m. too. So when you take your word serious, when God says a thing, you will take it serious too. In fact, Brother Kenneth Copeland says, the training in faith to believe God begins with training in your own words. You see, learn to believe your own words. Learn to train yourself in your own words. Because listen, words are not ordinary. They're not ordinary. For you, you think they are just sounds. They are not. Oh boy. Listen. Look up, everybody. If there's just one thing I want you to know today, listen, words are not ordinary. Do you read? Have you read Genesis 1? There are only three materia that the book of Genesis shows us in the beginning. Darkness, water. Darkness, water, and soil. That was all that we saw in Genesis. And the Bible says, light be! 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6 to 7 tells us God who commanded light to shine out of darkness. Yeah, it was a figure of speech. It was a kind of a expression of salvation. But listen, there's also a lesson to learn there. Listen, it means everything God's intelligence. Everything. Everything has intelligence. God. Otherwise, you wouldn't tell. Did you hear what Jesus said? He said, if you say to this mountain, hey, but we were told in secondary school, in elementary biology, that there are living things and non-living things. Come on, talk to me now. I thought mountain should be a part of the non-living thing. But Jesus said, if you say to this mountain, he was talking to a literal mountain. Yeah. I know you can connotatively affirm that to be maybe problems you're facing in your finances or in your body. Yeah, it's applicable. But hey, he's talking to a physical mountain. That means everything is God's intelligence. You can wake up. Hey, Joshua in the Old Testament says, you this son sees. I mean son, you know son. Is he a living thing? Come on, talk to me. Is he a living thing? But it's God's intelligence. That's why we can speak to sickness and disease. Go! And it's got to go. The God intelligence. Everything God's intelligence. Listen, do you know why? Do you know why everything responds to words? Because they were made from words. They were made from words. Everything you see, they were made from words. That's their origin. So they respond to words. Somebody said, but it was God who spoke them. Now, hey, haven't you read God dwells in you? God dwells in you. You are the temple of God.
Praise the Lord. Oh, glory to God. My God, this is out of my note. Were you blessed already? We're talking on prophecy, but it's still in the line of what we're teaching anyway. Last week, oh boy, I have not recovered from last week's message. How many of you were here last week? You were so blessed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're talking about prophecy. And I told you some powerful things last week. I said, prophecy is as much important as knowing or being in the knowledge of prophetic timeline. See, there's such a thing as prophetic timeline in God's calendar. Yeah, God doesn't live in time. He created time for man. But you see, in his dealing with man, he deals with time. So there is such a thing as prophetic timeline. That means you can know by the Spirit what to do, when to do, and with whom to do. Listen, as a Christian, like I said last week, a Christian, now, don't give reference to people's experiences. I'm talking to you by the authority of the word. As a Christian, it is always possible by the Spirit to always get it right. It's possible to always get... Look at the life of Jesus. He was walking in prophecy. Listen, Jesus, in fact, is a proof to us that prophecy is God's strategy of making his intent becomes visible. Because all through scripture, you will see there were prophecies about his coming. Right from Genesis 3:15, God began to prophesy about his coming. Right in the book of Genesis, he said, the seed of a woman will bruise thy head. He's talking to Satan now. The seed of a woman. Last three Sundays, my daughter taught you how that the seed of a woman there means Christ, right? Good. The seed of a woman there means Christ. Because, like she said in that message, she said, because a woman don't have seed. And that's true. What a woman has is egg. So when he was saying the seed of a woman, he was talking about Christ. And let me tell you something. Oh, this is out of the teaching anyway, but it will bless you. All through Genesis, the war has been about a seed. They thought it was Abel. Because when you read the epistle, you now realize that it was Satan. Apostle John tells us that influenced Cain. He says Cain was of the evil one, for his work was evil. It was the evil one that influenced him to kill. It was all about the seed. At the time, no time for me to show you that today. Some other day I will teach you that. At the time, fallen angels began to have things to do with men. It was all about the seed to pollute the human populace. The war has always been about the seed. Up to Pharaoh's time, it was all about the seed. Satan influenced Pharaoh. And because, listen, I told you, Satan is not omniscient. He doesn't know everything. If he did, he wouldn't be doing a guesswork. He had to influence Pharaoh to kill children from 2 years downward. It was a guesswork he was doing. Probability. He was doing probability. But thank God. God had to tell Joseph, listen, run to Egypt. It has always been about the seed. Glory to God. But Jesus said in John 10 verse 17, he says, this one thing I have received of my Father. He has given me the power to lay my life down and to take it. Listen, nobody killed Jesus. He gave himself up. He is not a martyr. Jesus is not a martyr. You know what a martyr is? Somebody who dies for his belief. Jesus is not an activist. He is not. He's not. Of his own will, he laid down his life. But he struggled with that will in the Garden of Gethsemane. Listen, that's why I tell you, listen, if you're not prayerful, you may not walk in the will of God. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Bible says when he was praying, the sweat was like blood. That was when he fought the battle. He fought the battle of the flesh. He says, oh God. The Bible says he perceived. He says, he told the disciples, he says, guys, my soul feels sorrowful within me. Tarry ye with me. And the Bible says he went yonder and bowed himself and prayed. He says, oh God, let this cup pass over me. He perceived his death was near. But he doesn't want to go. The flesh doesn't want to go. But he went to pray. He says, let this cup. The word cup there is from the Greek word poterion. It means fate, F-A-T-E, destiny. You think it's not a cup of Nescafe? Let this cup of Nescafe pass over me. He says, oh God, let this cup pass over me. But thank God it didn't stop there. He says, nevertheless, hallelujah, hallelujah. So he went to the cross. He took the Father's will. He dropped his will, took the Father's will. And then he went to the cross. Oh, glory to God. He walked in prophecy all through. Even his birth was a prophecy. The Bible says in Micah 5 verse 2, it says, O Ephrathah, though thou be little among Judah, yet out of you shall come he that has been from everlasting to everlasting. He says, how? He says, ye Ephrathah of Bethlehem of Judea. Matthew 2 verse 1, the Bible says, he was born in Bethlehem. Everything about him, he was a prophecy. He is prophecy on two legs walking. In Psalms 40 verse 7, when David was prophesying, David said, lo, in the volume of book, it's written of me to do thy will. We saw it in the book of Hebrews 10 verse 7. It was Jesus talking there. He was talking about Jesus. In fact, can I shock you? The very first words in the book of Psalms 22 were the words Jesus said on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus was walking in prophetic timeline. And you see, he knew when to do what. This is very important. See, let me say this to you. Let me help your mind. Listen, like I said last week, if you personally sit down and you observe your life, this is what I have experienced. I personally sat down. If you have observed your life, you realize that some things are happening in cycles. How many of you have ever been in a place, you got to a new place and feel like, I've been here before. But you've never been there physically. I was talking to a senior friend, I told you last week, and he told me, Pastor, I realized that towards September, October, November, a certain thing, I've always been experiencing it for the past 4 years. Listen. He said, but now I'm ready for it this year. That's wisdom. It's wisdom. Some people, you have realized that anytime something good wants to happen, a day before, they've given it different names. They say it's near success syndrome. Rubbish. That's when you get angry and that's when you go and fight your mom. Some of you, it is when it's about to resume. And that has been delaying your school fees since your year one, year two. Common wisdom. You see, there's such a thing as the Bible spoke about a particular kind of guys. They call them sons of Issachar. In 1 Corinthians 12, verse 32, the Bible says these guys, they have an understanding of times. They have an understanding of times. At the time when it was not possible, David was not known yet. He was a young guy. The guy was a teenager. At the time when he had nobody knew him. Sons of Issachar knew. They joined themselves with him. They knew the anointing of God was in him. At the time when he was an outcast. The same thing at the time when Israel was in peril, the sons of Reuben, the Bible says they were indecisive. Judges 15, you can read for yourself. Everyone was holding back. The Bible says nobody could pass through the main road. Read the book, read the Message translation, it's very clear. The Bible says, but Deborah, a woman, stood and said, I shall be a woman in Israel. Oh boy, God is raising Deborah amongst us. Amen. She stood, and guess what? The sons of Issachar knew. At the time when it wasn't Jewish for a woman to be a judge, and Deborah, they made Deborah to be the judge over them. The Bible says because they understood times, they understood prophetic timeline. Why do you think Daniel went to pray? The Bible says when Daniel, from the book of Jeremiah, he understood that they should spend a certain number of time in this their chaos that they are in. But the time is passing by. He knew from book the prophetic timeline, and he began to pray. So you see, there is prophetic timeline, and it's as much as important as prophecy itself. Yes, like I said, God doesn't work in time, but God deals with man in time. Listen, if you have wisdom enough, wisdom simply means foresight into the prophetic timeline of God for your life, there are some things you are struggling with, you won't struggle with. Because you know that this is for a season. This is a phase. When Jesus said it is finished on the cross, notice he didn't say I am finished. He said it is finished. What finished there was just the Abrahamic and Aaronic priesthood covenants. Because sometimes we sing some song, you said it's finished and all. And I love the song too. But if you are referring to when he said it is finished, he never finished that time. He still went to hell. The work did not finish. And guess what? It has not even finished till now. He's still there at the right hand. Hallelujah. He's still working. So when he says it is finished, what's finished? A phase. A phase. There are phases in your life. When you have understanding of those things, you won't get into envy, jealousy, strife, unbelief. Do you know one of the signs of unbelief, Jesus said, is because the people of the Israelites, they did not know the time of their visitation. This prophetic timing we're talking about is not necessarily in timing. Sometimes it's in relationships, associations that God wants you to come into that will be a springboard for your quantum leap in destiny. See, these things are real. Very real. Do you know till date, Israelites are still waiting for Savior? Only two places Jesus wept in the Bible. Only two. The first one, when he wept, they said, oh, how he loved him at Lazarus' tomb. The second one was, he says, oh, Jerusalem. He wept. Why? He says, because they did not know their time of visitation. He was saying that they did not recognize him as the Savior. He was the one to save them, yet they did not recognize him. Jesus, in context, says, the city that killed all its prophets. The lack of foresight. So there is such a thing as prophetic timeline. Look at it. The Bible says, Jesus said, of course, referencing Jonah. He says, just as Jonah spent 3 days, 3 days specific, 3 days, 3 nights, talking about himself. How many days did he spend in grave? Talk to me. 3 days, 3 nights. Specific timing. The coming of Jesus to save man. Have you ever wondered, why didn't Jesus come during the time of Pharaoh? Why didn't he come during the time of Isaiah? Why did he have to come at the time he came? Have you ever thought or wondered about that? He came at the right time. How did I know? Galatians 4 tells us. Come on, let's read it. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I'm sounding like one of those spirit preachers, right? Doesn't look like Christocentric today. Hey, we eat all the things on the table. Amen. We have everything. Glory to God. Grace, spirit, faith, everything. Glory to God. Are you there? All right. Galatians 4. In verse 4, he says, but when the fullness of time was come, someone say fullness of time. He came at the right time. God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Somebody say prophecy. Very important. Understanding the power that controls your life. I gave you an example last week that how I found myself in Kefi. It was prophetic. Never knew a place called Kefi in my life.
And you see, somebody might feel like, well, I don't know. The way pastor is talking now, hey, it's like everybody now has to be seeing things. And but me now, I have never seen anything in me. I don't know. Prophetic. I don't want to preach you into condemnation. Amen. Listen. Prophecy in the New Testament simply means inspired utterance. And like Miss Ozo was telling us, so that means if you do not have, as it were, in quotes, what tomorrow may look like, you can't tell what it may look like, as it were. Listen, you are not left out. You know, in the book of Numbers 11:29, something happened. It's very tragic. Moses was like, oh God, do you want to kill me that I should pastor 6 million people? How will I do it? You want to kill me? Am I the one that gave birth to them? Now me born them. Moses said, God, you want me to take care of 6 million people? Kukuma, kill me. That's what Moses said. Of course, he didn't say kukuma, kill me. Praise God. But God said, Moses, it's okay. I will take of your spirit and put upon 70 elders. Moses alone could operate in the spirit of prophecy. Moses alone, in the whole realm. This is one of the beauty of the New Testament. And guess what Moses said in verse 29? He said, I would that God will make all his children prophets. And he will put his spirit upon them. He said he wished. Guess what? That wish has been answered. Because Joel says the same thing. He says, in the last day, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. My sons and my daughters. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God it was clarified. He says sons and daughters. So somebody will not say his spirit upon all flesh means all flesh. That means animal too can prophesy. No. All flesh. Then he tells us sons and daughters. Somebody say, okay, that means sons and daughters. That means those that are the children of Israel. Read in context, so he was talking about the children of Israel. It's a lie. He says, even your handmaidens. Can you see that? So that means, listen, that is just a figurative expression that it is not class-oriented. It is not color-oriented. It is not natural origin-oriented. Sons and daughters, handmaidens, servants, masters, everyone, the aged, the young. That's why the daughters of Philip, that are not, that the Bible calls them virgin, is a way of saying teenagers. They prophesied. They were not elders in the church. This is the beauty of the New Testament. Because the same Spirit of God that inspires prophecy is in you. So you can prophesy. Oh yeah, you may not be a prophet. There's an office of a prophet. The Bible says it gives some apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers. And in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 28, he asks a question. Are all apostles? The answer is no. Are all prophets? The answer is no. So we are not all prophets in that office, but we can all prophesy. Somebody says, so how do I do it? I'll just share with you briefly, then we close. Very simple. And that was exactly what Miss Sozo did today. Very simple. Listen, I have always told you. I have always told you. You can never be caught unaware. Just shut your door. I was listening to my daughter, Minister Sandra. You know, she preached real good. Let's clap for her. Let's clap for her. Praise God. She said, you don't have, just shut the door behind you. Shut the door. Pace the floor. Pace the floor. It doesn't mean just walk on the floor. You know what she means by pace the floor? Just go like this. Laprosin, running, candro, each step, tosu. Listen, there's a level you get into as you begin to speak in the spirit, speak in tongues. You see utterance. How many of you have felt that way? Utterance will come. At some point, in fact, listen, I'm showing you dynamics of this thing. At some point, in fact, your tongue will change. Some of you, the only tongue you have since you were born is kuluma, kuluma, kuluma. Kuluma, 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 kuluma.
Anytime the spirit wants to catch you like this, the only thing, the difference is when you feel the presence of God is not a feeling, but it can be felt. Amen? Did you hear what I said? The presence of God is not a feeling, but it can be felt. It can. So the only thing is, if it is praying tongues in church, you do kuluma 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 kuluma. But when you feel it, kuluma 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 kuluma, the only difference is the speed. For some down, they think it's about calling Jesus fast. Get some more. Open up your spirit. Don't be edgy. What will I say? You know, it's like when you minister in the spirit to a baby, a young chap. Do you know Jesus died for you? Yes, uncle. Do you know I used to wonder how children are. No wonder the Bible says we must come to him like a child. I mean, only a child can you tell, I'm coming back. And, uncle, what will you buy for me? I'll buy you a car. The uncle that is telling you buy you a car doesn't have a car. But the child believes, says, you buy me a car, I'll be waiting for you. And the moment you are back, he will come and greet you. Uncle, where's my car? Oh, they are so childish. I mean, they just believe anything. He wants us to come to him like a child. He wants us to be childlike. Sorry, not childish, childlike. Amen. I said, amen. So you tell a child, I'm going to lay hands on you now. Yes, sir. As I lay hands on you, you will speak. Oh, uncle, you mean if you lay hands on me, I will speak? Yes. Ah, okay, uncle. As I lay hands on you, you speak. Yes, sir. The moment you lay hands like this, he goes, but the elderly one that is grown up, that has learned some philosophy in school, physics, he has done some chemistry, he's trying to calculate the diameter. Say, as I lay hands on you, Pastor, everybody have prayed. I said, as I lay hands on you, everybody have prayed for me. The thing is not coming. The Bible says, they shall speak with new tongues. It doesn't say the Holy Spirit will speak through them. You know, I was meeting to a girl, and she said, I can't just speak like that now. I can't just speak like that. Even our bishop has prayed for me. I say, okay. Sorry. God bless you. Don't waste my time. You have to come. So how do you go about it? That's what she did today. That's what she did today. Do you know your problem? Should I tell you your problem? You are always looking for spectacular at the expense of the supernatural. See, supernatural is not always spectacular. See, some of the greatest steps I've taken in my life, they come supernaturally, not always spectacularly. Let me even tell you this today to shock you. I think we'll do a teaching on divine guidance very soon. The very fact that God always gets spectacular with you is only for two reasons. Number one, it's either you are still a baby and you are dull of hearing. That's why I say, me, Pastor, come to speak to me through dreams. My dream is only dream. Dream. Okay. So that means you are going to Kaduna now and there will be accidents. God will have to make you sleep first. You are in danger then. If you have to always sleep before God will talk to you, you are in trouble. It doesn't always have to be spectacular. And Nollywood has made you, he has whined you badly. So you want to hear, my song. It doesn't come that way all the time. There are only two major reasons why God usually used to be spectacular. Number one is if you are still a baby, dull of hearing, you can't hear him. All through the day, you were so busy watching movie, eating chewing gum, doing busybody, he couldn't talk to you. You had no quiet time at all that he could speak with you. He had to wait for you to sleep. Guess what? Some will wake up and still forget the dream. Can you see that? The only second reason again is when the sail is rough. When God can see that the sail is rough. Like in the case of Paul. He was going to Melita. And that night before it happened, the angel appeared before him and says, don't be afraid. For the life of those with you and you are saved. It has to be spectacular. Like in the case of Elijah, the same thing. So, God walking spectacular when he can see that the sail is rough. So, the sale is so rough that God had to make it spectacular for you to believe. Do you understand what I'm saying? God knew that an inward witness would not be enough in that area. That is the problem with many Christians. Because when we say prophecy, you are expecting somebody with a goatee. And I can see. I see. Thus said the Lord. And it's not in speaking the 14th century English that makes a scripture or an utterance prophetic. Thus saith the Lord, if thou will serve me and walk, and thou shalt, when thou wentest into thy this is prophetic. Olodo, see, the Holy Spirit can prophesy through broken English. Praise the Lord. See, some of you don't know God yet as you're supposed to. Saul, they nicknamed him Paul. God didn't change Saul's name to Paul. Did you hear what I said? Some of you have, I don't know where you learned that. His name is Saul. But the Jewish people call him Saul. So the Gentiles, non-Jewish, they nicknamed him Paul. So Paul was a nickname for him. Guess what? In Acts 9, when God was going to meet him, God called him Paul. Let's say your name is John, but in your hostel, in your school, they call you JD. Everybody knows you as JD. When Jesus will appear to you, he will call you JD. Is that dynamic? God is that dynamic, very dynamic. So, that simple thing we are saying, pray in tongues for long hour, and after you pray in tongues for long hour, you get to a position where you know this is the hour. Then you begin to prophesy. Begin to declare words. Somebody say, what will I say? Don't bother. Don't bother. Stock up the word. That's why you see, you have to let the word of God dwell in you richly. Richly. Pastor, I'm trusting God that next 2 years I will marry. So the first thing I ask you is, what scripture do you have on marriage? I will marry. Bible says I will marry. And Pastor, I don't know. Things are very tough financially. I'm just trusting God. Okay, what scripture do you have? God is good. That means, let me say this to you. Your conviction concerning God's will is rooted in the written word. That which is written. I gave you an example last week about, maybe we should go into it today again. Open to the book of Ezekiel 37. Trust me, I did not open my notes today at all. I have about 3 pages, but time is off. This year, we are going to be very time conscious. Can I have a big amen to that? Amen. Very, very. I don't know if you know we started that way, right? We're going to continue that way. Time conscious. Ezekiel, let's just do a simple thing in Ezekiel. Are you there? If you are there, shout hallelujah. Ezekiel, I like this so much. Thank you, Lord. Ezekiel 37 and verse 1. He says, and the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Ezekiel was brought into a valley, and that valley was full of bones. Just bones. Verse 2. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. The bone is not just, you know, some kind of bone that you just remove from some animals you killed 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. You know, those kind of bones, you can still have some marrows in them. But this one, he says they are dry. Not just dry, very dry. That means no marrow, No living cell on it is dead. Have you seen a dead bone before? So light. Nothing, no life in it again. This is very dry. Verse 3. Now, listen, these are teachings in symbolism. Do you understand what I'm saying? That means it doesn't matter how dry the situation may look like. Yeah, listen to me. This is a prophetic meeting. Are you listening to me? Look at verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? Hey, from a natural standpoint, I mean, what Ezekiel said is what anybody would say. He says, look at it. And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. It's like, God, now you know. I mean, something is so dry and you're asking if they would live. Now only you will know. In other words, it's like, hey, this is impossible. That means, and that's what many of you do. You put the ball in God's court. Say, God, the ball is in your court. But God is saying, hey, the ball is in your own court. Look at verse 4. Again he said unto me, oh boy, prophesy upon these bones. He says, prophesy on these dry bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will say, I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Look at verse 7. He says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, what happened? There was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and bones came together, bones to... Listen, I've told you, everything is God's intelligence. Bones could hear. He said, every bone came to themselves. He says, bones. I mean, that means the leg bone could recognize the thigh bone. Because these are scattered bones everywhere. He says, bones came to themselves. These are teachings in symbolism. It means, listen, you can rearrange the forces of nature in your own favor. You can frame your word with your words. Words are not ordinary. Bones came to themselves. They rearranged themselves. Have you ever gone for evangelism before? And as you knock on the person, guy, you lucky you. I said, don't come on. Today, in fact, I've never stayed this long. Sometimes, I don't know, I was looking for my key. Very unusual. I said, all right, sir, it's God. Why? We've prayed before going. In the name of Jesus, we deploy angels into the field. As we go, all things are working together that the gospel will be preached. Yeah. He can rearrange nature, rearrange times, rearrange situations, rearrange occurrences. You just meet the right people. You just talk to the right person. You are speaking to the governor for the first time and you are saying the same thing that is in his heart that he slept and thought about last night. There's a dimension like that. Listen, any Christianity that plays down on the supernatural, I don't care how much you exegete the Bible, it's nonsense. I don't care how much you explain the Bible. If you explain away supernatural life or the Christian life, that's not Christianity anymore. This is the life I live. You've been with me several times, right? Like when to get, that PVC card, right? As simple as PVC card, that you have a lot of people outside, I will have to line up. I just follow me. We walked up there. I said, I want to do my PVC now. He said, the guy was shaking. He said, you have to talk to the boss. I woke up there. I got there. I said, I want to do my PVC now. He said, actually, you have to. I said, I am not giving you any cover. Am I correct? I said, I don't keep a bribe. He says, yes, sir. Come. I said, and I'm not alone. We are two here. And it will follow me in. Am I correct?
Yes,
sir. Praise the Lord. Pam, instantly. See, listen to me. I'm sure when I'm gone, you'll feel like, what if you enter me? Who that guy be safe? Now buy a car yourself. I'm sure you'll be wondering. Listen, that's the way we live. That's the way we live. Our life is supernatural.
called the Uber guy. The guy was there. He said, it don't happen again. I said, what happened? Okay, no face. And I saw the thing the car they always do. I say, what? I say, enter. I say, enter. Uber guy. He entered. I say, put the key. I steered to the key model. I say, key. I was saying to my man, you better walk now. He put in the vroom vroom. How did that happen? You be pastor? I began to preach the gospel to him. He got saved. Hallelujah. Our life is supernatural. Things must respond to us. Say, I don't know. One lecture, I want to sleep with me. You want to sleep with me? Hey! Don't bring Jeremiah anointing here. Do you know what to do? Want to sleep with you? Say, thank you, sir. I'll see you in the office tomorrow, sir. You know what to do. You get back to your room. Are you hearing me? You shut the door. You pace the floor. You say, in the name of Jesus, Mr. XYZ, as I show up in your office tomorrow, you respond to the word of God. Listen, you are a king. Listen, I'm giving you testimony of two people in this church that has happened to two. I told them to do the same thing. They got there the next day. The lecturer was shivering. Say, okay, you're welcome. Your score, Abby. You sit down and check it instantly. Our life is supernatural. Supernatural. Praise the Lord. I had the privilege of entering some places that, you know, by the grace of God, because of my boss I'm working for. Sometimes my boss will say, Elijah, how did you? I mean, for example, you can't enter CBN without any ID card. My boss was sending me to CBN. That's why I always dress nice. You see, it's the speed that matters. It doesn't matter. Your mouth is smelly, your clothes is squeezed, no honey. You just look anyhow. They will address you anyhow. I walked up there. Yeah, good morning, good morning. They say, you don't have a card? Yeah, actually, yeah, I don't have a card, but I need to see XYZ, Mrs. XYZ. Director of Operation, .. They say, no, you don't have a card. So I said, it's all right, where's the person in charge? Where's the security in charge? They say, actually, I need to do this very quickly. Oh, God, I don't know what they do me. Normally, you know they allow person, but the way you just decide. I beg, officer, I'm not allowing it. I just went in. When I came back, my boss says, how did you do it? I said, I did it anyway. Super, see, when you speak, listen, let me tell you, you may start feeling like, pastor is high. Listen, as I'm saying it right now, are you hearing me? It's getting to your consciousness. The reason why it never worked is because it was never in your consciousness. Let me give an example, very simple example. Imagine if I told you, I'm going to meet you at point XYZ. Meet me there, 2 p.m. You wait till 2 p.m. and you saw me. If I ask you, maybe I came with a red car, and I asked you, how many red cars have passed here? You probably wouldn't know. I never told you I was coming with a red car. But if I have told you earlier, I'm coming with a red car, and you were there since 9 a.m., you'll be counting any red car you see. You'll be expecting me, but it's me. By the time I show up and I ask you, how many red cars? You say, pastor, 8 red cars have passed here today. Why? There's already an alignment in your consciousness to expect a red car. Are you listening now? In the same way as I'm giving you this truth now, that you can prophesy. Listen, your spirit are awoken now. They are sensitized. Are you hearing me? So the next time you need the help of any kind, your spirit will respond. It will respond. Do you know it's a sign of failure? That common charger, you want to charge. Some people are like that. That's why they become loquacious. They become nothing in life. They can't face any issue headlong. You think it's simple. That's how it begins. That's how it begins. Be the finisher of anything you begin. Some people, they have begun different things, different times, never happened. I didn't do this talk yet. This money is saved. You go and get electrician again. Fix it. Have that dominion mentality. Are you hearing me? Have that mentality. Calculus is hard. Calculus. How many of you read a tribute if a lieutenant friend of mine in the army wrote on the Facebook on my birthday? Did you read it? Let me see your answer if you read it. You read it, right? He's a lieutenant in the Navy. I taught him how to spell photography. You saw it on the Facebook when we were in primary school. I've always had that mindset. Any, the same thing in secondary school, you mentioned chemistry, right? Everybody hated chemistry. I woke up, I said, I finished Ababio in 1 week. You know Ababio? I finished it. CNOKK, boom! Oyakwa, boom! Enter class, I'm talking. Lecturer is talking, I'm talking. I was the best chemistry student. I said, chemistry, I hit you up. I hit you up! The same thing with ailments. There was a day I was feeling malaria. I went to the sports center of African Law University, 2012. I said, this malaria, we will see what will last inside me and you today. Place the floor! Maniki Salabaya. I said, no! Who go last today. Listen, have that mentality. Tell yourself, no, I'm not giving in. I'm not throwing the towel. I'm going to stand my ground. I'm a soldier in the army of God. I'm going to walk headlong and listen, there are some doors that will not open that way. There are some doors you have to close your eyes and walk through them. There are some doors you will climb. There are some you will speak. There are some, they are stubborn. What you do is you go back like this. And then you run, charge into them. Hallelujah. Situations will fall for you. You are not ordinary. You are not. You are not. Don't say, I have submitted all the applications. It did not work. I did this. I don't know. These people, everything. Because somebody is not a Christian. Somebody is a Muslim. That's why they are lying. Everything, I don't know. It's a lie! Somebody met me for the first time physically. He said, is this you? Now, wow. He touched me. He said, he's been begging, I want to see you. He now saw me and said, man of God, is this you? He opened Facebook again. He said, wow, this is you. I said, it's me, the mighty guy in the small body. Glory to God. You are not ordinary. Look at how he prophesied and bones came to themselves. Bones came, and the Bible says in the latter verse, it says, and there rose a army. Brothers and sisters, you are not ordinary. Your words are not ordinary. Your words are not ordinary. Someone said, but Pastor, this thing you said, I've heard it a long time ago. I've been saying I'm blessed, but it's just getting bad. Listen. How long did it take God to prophesy about the coming of Jesus? In Genesis 3:15, it says the seed of a woman will bruise your head. He used several figures of speech, several allegory, several examples. In Exodus, we saw it. It was the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, we saw it. In Joshua, we saw it. In fact, Joshua means Jesus. In Deuteronomy, we saw. In fact, even Moses prophesied. He says, there shall arise unto you a prophet like unto me. Ye shall ye hear. You go to Micah, the same thing. Up to Malachi, he's the son of righteousness with healing in his wings. All through the scripture. Until 4,000 years later, Apostle John in verse 1 and verse 14 says, and the word became flesh. So you can talk the word long enough until it can reach a critical crescendo, a critical mass that you can literally slice it with knife. It becomes flesh. The Bible says that when the sky be full of rain, they hinted themselves upon the earth. It's an explanation of the kind of rainfall they call relief rainfall. Where you see, right now we're in dry season, right? The sky, the sun is intense. So what is the sun doing? It's sapping water. You went to urinate, the thing saps it up. The water coming from your waste bin, the sun saps it up. The water coming from your trash can, the sun saps it up. Even in your septic tank that you call soak away. Septic tank. The water, the sun saps it up. You are coming from the bedroom like this. Before you use towel on your body, the sun saps it up. Everywhere is dry. Even your nose. Everywhere is dry. Dry. Why? The sky. The sun is taking it up. You know what happens? it will now reach a critical mass where the atmosphere, the sky cannot hold it anymore. The density will be so high because what happened is that water is turning into a vapor. For the atmosphere to hold it, it reaches a point where the sky can't hold it anymore. At that condensed state, it will fall down. The Bible says, when the sky be full of rain, it can't hold it anymore. It will now, that's when you will have an heavy downpour during rainfall. Don't stop talking. 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 If there's one thing you should learn, don't stop talking. Keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Oh, don't stop talking it. I know a preacher who was prophesying that we'll network the world with the gospel. When I saw his jacket with his goatee, skinny guy, when he was saying it, they were in Lagos then. He just came from Bendel State then. Skinny man, I saw the whole video. I saw the congregation, they were not up to 100. He says, we are going to network the world. There was no internet at that time. Nothing. He was talking it. He was saying it. Now he's in his 50s. And they have reached the world. They have the... See, their devotional is the most printed material in the world. They've given out over 1.1 billion copies free. In fact, if not because they are sponsoring Bible too, they will have given more of their devotionals than the Bible. He was talking. Or our robots, don't know him, many of you don't know him. When he was going to be with the Lord, he called Creflo Dollar and Kenneth Copeland. He called the both of them. He says, don't you ever stop talking. On time he was about to pass out in his 90s, he says, the mistake I made is I did not decide to start talking about my health early. You don't make that mistake. He called Creflo and Kenneth Copeland. He told them, tell the person else, you don't stop talking. Don't say, when will this thing be? When will it happen? Forget about when. You just keep talking. Just keep talking. Wake up in the morning, Cambros Kidabaya. Like Smith Wigglesworth says, he says, I don't ask Wigglesworth. Somebody say, Mr. Wigglesworth, how do you feel? He says, no, I don't ask Wigglesworth how he feels. I tell Wigglesworth how he feels. In other words, I don't move by what I feel. I don't live by what I feel. Wake up in the morning, like Wigglesworth says, a lion is awoke again this morning. Some of you, your own is, you wake up in the morning, today now Wednesday, hey, let trouble kill us today. To you, you feel you're just talking anyway. That's why your talk never matter. Set your course in life. Rearrange the courses of your life with your word. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. The Bible says, quench not the spirit. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. It means, in context, like Minister Sandra taught you, you know, last two Sundays. He says, it means, in context, it means the way not to quench the spirit is to do what? Keep talking. Keep prophesying. And that's just what Miss Sozo has done today. Stir up yourself. Put up your guard. Are you hearing me? It's good to have prayer time. Wonderful. Also, learn to have talking time. When you sit down, you just begin to talk. Start talking. Wake up in the morning. The Lord is the strength of my life. When you feel headache, before you go for paracetamol, let the first thing be, I am healthy. I didn't say don't take paracetamol, but let the first response. See, your drug you take, some people have so much faith in drug. If they will have that same faith in the word of God, maybe they will not even need the drug in the first place. I didn't say drug is bad. Medical scientists are doing good. Amen. I love them because they hate what God hates. God hates sickness, and I hate it too. But listen, your faith is in the word. Your faith is in the word.
Do you know, if not for the fall of man, do you know that the body was not created to die at all? Go and study for yourself. Every seven years, all the cells in your body are completely renewed. There is no cell that was born with you that is still with you. There is continuous cell fission and cell fusion. Every 7 years, there is no cell in your body that was there again. Even science can't explain why we grow old. We can't explain. Why? That shows you that naturally, you need to even realize that's why it's stupid and crazy for anyone to disbelieve that God wants you healthy. Because even your body was created by God to sustain itself forever. Listen. Listen to me. I want to do this face so that you look, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Don't you dare stop talking. Don't dare. Do you know why lion is called the king of the jungle? Because it's the biggest? No. Because it's the fastest? No. Cheetah fast is faster than it, right? Because he has the best sight? No. Eagles have the best sight. What makes lion the king of the jungle? The guy dares. Do you know what it means to look into an elephant that's like 10 times bigger than you? A lion, he has a very big head and a very small tail. A small, tiny waist. You look into elephant and you still dare to bring that thing down. Look at Joshua, the son of Jephunne, son of Nun, and Caleb. Caleb, at the age of 81, he says 40 years was high when our master Moses spoke to me concerning this mountain when they go to the promised land. He says, today I speak to you, give me this mountain. At 81, he says, I am as much strong as I was when I was 40. He says, give me this mountain. Give it to me. That's what he says. You went for it and he took it. See, let me tell you, faith, I've told you, in scripture has context. There is faith where Jesus is our faith. That's the saving faith. There is such a thing as the charismatic faith, the daring faith, when you choose to insist on the word in spite of all non-contradictory circumstances. You stick to the word. You keep speaking words of power. Keep declaring words. Declaring words. Let me end with this. Do you know that? I'm trying to be apologetic. Do you know that even science are catching up with this truth? I give you an assignment. Go and study about, just Google the name Dr. Emoto. E-M-O-T-O. Dr. Masaru. M-A-S-A-R-U Emoto. 2002. This guy's his scientific hypothesis was accepted. They did an experiment. Dr. Sundi Trim too did the experiment. They took plants. They plant the same plant under the same condition. They wrote, I hate you on one, I love you on one, and they left one blank. In the same condition, and he was speaking bad word to the one I hate you. You are mad, you are crazy, you are not fine. See, as you were well, you are not good. This one that is fine says, oh, you're so lovely, so beautiful. Guess what? 68 days later, the plant that was saying bad word to died. Under the same condition. They went, and you know scientists now, before they will accept a postulation, they will test it everywhere. They tried it on a body of water. Go and Google this thing. What is your Android for? Is it for Snapchat alone? Check it. They went to a body of water that was disturbed, a dirty body of water. They were speaking words and the water was cleaned. Just talking. Just. Do you know that in the original, when I saw it in the Hebrew, the original Hebrew Bible, when it says, and God made us in his own image, that's not what is there. The original Hebrew says, and he made us another speaking spirit. Don't stop talking. My body is a temple of God. Listen, you don't have to be sick to stop talking about your health. Wake up in the morning. You see
a particular, you can see a trend in your family. You saw it in your grandpa, in your dad, in your uncle. They are going the same trend. There was a guy, his own, everybody was polygamist. Everybody. They will always love two women. You have to nip it in the bud and says, no, I'm cutting up that flow here. You see, you insist. See, in Christianity, we don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. That is the real fight of faith. We are insisting on what Christ has done. We insist on it with the word of faith on our lips. You keep talking. You keep talking. You keep talking. I am strong. I'm healthy. My tomorrow is brighter. I don't care what the world says. Lines are falling to me in places and places. I have a goodly heritage. The will of the Lord prospers in my hands. I know what to do, how to do. I'm not confused. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. I wash my feet in butter. I am a blessing on two legs walking. Nations call me blessed. I believe the word of God is going to happen to me. Something good will happen to me today. Talk that way. Do you know what it means for a woman who is a virgin to conceive, a virgin give birth? How is that? Oh my goodness. How did that happen? Simple. The angel says, he says, how shall this thing be? He says, well, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The only thing that thou shall conceive shall be called the Son of God. What did she say? Be it unto me according to thy word. That's all. That's all. It never happened. So it doesn't matter if what you are expecting God for. You don't have any testimony of anybody like that before. It doesn't matter. Nobody was pregnant without sexual intercourse until Mary. Yes, sir. But when the word came, he says, be it unto me. Let me tell you, that rendition is even wrong in the Greek. The original Greek says, no word of God is void of power. Yes. That means when God speaks a word, power goes at the back of it. So what is your responsibility? Hebrews 13. He had said in verse 5. He had said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6. So that you can read and nod your head. Huh? So that you can what? Boldly say. Boldly say. It was said so that you can say. So you are meant to re-echo what he had said. Why? Because his spirit to spirit. His spirit has spoken. Your spirit takes a hold of it and then you declare. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. His spirit has spoken. Your spirit takes a hold of it and then you speak it out. You are only employing your tongue to say in agreement with what your spirit has taken. Listen, I'm a prophet of God by the grace of God. I just told you what prophecy is. We hear God and then we see. The word prophet in the Hebrew means prophetess. It simply means mouthpiece. Mouthpiece. That's why Apostle Peter says that we are God's oracle. Don't you know the meaning of oracle? We talk what he had said. We cause things to be. Listen to me. I have told you in this ministry, we are going to have a minimum of 25,000 people. I mean, I'm talking about our facility. I've been saying it. The kitchen, I've been saying it. We move from the kitchen to where? To the bar. I've been saying it. Now we are here. Guess what? The next thing is we are buying up our property. Somebody say, what is he saying? Look at him. What is he wearing? Hey! He's talking about what I got or what I didn't got. I know whom I have believed. Hallelujah. I'll keep saying it. I've been saying it. From Kefi to the hands of the head. From Kefi to the hands of the head. From Kefi to the hands of... When we began this ministry, Nigeria was in depression. Am I right? A dollar was running to 500 at that time. You see, I mean, everything is hard. That is when we began ministry. What? I'll keep talking. I'll keep talking. And like a man of God says, one thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with the testimony. Rise on your feet, everybody. I will stick to the word. I judge God to be faithful. I judge God to be faithful. I judge God to be faithful. I choose to stick to the word. I'm going to lead you in a short confession right now. pray in the spirit for some more. Just pray in the spirit, everybody. Stir up your spirit now. Come on, stir it up. Stir it up. Balataya kaba solo. Stir it up. The spirit of prophecy is in you. It's a testimony of Christ. Yeah, 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 yeah. Say to the mountain, you came too late. Say to the problems, I already overcame. You said it's finished, and I know. Say to the sickness, I already won. Yes. Come on, pray, don't pray, tongues, come on. Aya, ya, 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 ya. Masatara bakayaba. Declare boldly, declare boldly. Aya, ya, 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 ya. Matara bayaba. Leprosotara kalabaya. Matara kayaba bala. Neto robo koraba sata. Mataya kalabarabaya. Barataka ya galabaha. Yabara son de rebo yabaya. Ay, 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 ay. You said it's finished. I know. Mataya. La pataya. Are you praying? Are you praying? Come on. Pray, 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 pray. La pata ya kabada. Declare words, declare words. No. Manda la para los. Hayabara sonda la bahaya. Taraman sobrokoti. There's somebody here with a strong pain and irritation in your chest. Irritation and pain in your chest. Check it. Check it. That thing is gone. That thing is gone now. That thing is gone now. That thing is gone now. That pain in the chest is gone now. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here it is. Landuk Atis Ondikret Tomani Talaskis. Trenunguk aklubredivla akte pelumananga. Paruskin de aktigla kuratis galaga. Oprombinok omblink riska da bahaya. Benongon think aklupratumia. Asuzo and donunu ungun dunshin tang bantingun telimangin toga. Why say in your heart, how will this thing be? Why doubt in your mind, how will this thing go? Say I not unto you that all things are ready? Have I not said unto you that all things are prepared? Say not in your heart, how will this thing be? I am the Lord, I have gone ahead of you. I have leveled the mountain. I have smoothed the rough places. I have straightened the crooked ways. He says valleys are raised. And I have positioned men and women from all walks of life strategically for you. Fear not, I am with you. I will uphold the righteous of righteousness. Says the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. Say after me, I am strong in the Lord.
Oh, he didn't say like you mean. He said, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. My youth is renewed. I run. I don't weary. I walk. I don't faint. I am healthy. From the crown of my hair to the soles of my feet, I refuse to be sick. My cells, my tissues, my organs, my systems, they function perfectly. In the name of Jesus, concerning my tomorrow, it is well with me. I am blessed going out. I am blessed coming in. I fulfill purpose. In the name of Jesus, all I require for life, they come to me. In the name of Jesus, I declare all things are possible to me. I am blessed. You believe that? Give out a shout. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Here, pain is healed right now. Pain in the ear just got healed right now. Thank you, Father. There's someone with a consistent migraine. There's a kind of headache called migraine. This half forehead headache, and it has been consistent. And hand has come to you today. Yes, Lord, I hear that. I hear that. Yes, I hear that. Yes, thank you, Lord. There's someone here that you are in school, and there's a particular relative of yours that has always been promising, but that relative died. Now your hope is gone. But the Lord says to tell you, he says, don't worry. The Lord says, don't worry. He says, I am your help, says the Lord. I am your help, says the Lord. I am your help, says the Lord. Yes, I hear this. Thank you, Father. There are three persons here. The Lord says, while I was teaching, in your heart, you saw a vision like in a flash. Now, this is what that vision means. The vision can be different for the three of you. But the Lord says to tell you, listen, he says, this is your Bethlehem. Cornerstone Christian Center is a place for you for destiny. That's what the Lord says to tell you. And it's a confirmation to what he showed you. Yes. Yes. Oh, wow. I love this one. Thank you, Father. I heard it. There's someone here. Your parents has been, they have been engaged in a building project for over 5 years. Just a house. Who is that person? Come. For over 5 years. I heard it very clearly. They've been trying to build a particular building for over 5 years. Listen, look at me. Look at me. This year, that house is completed. Amen. Completed. You believe it? Lift your hands towards heaven. I'm using you as a point of reference. In the name of Jesus, all resources comes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. It's done. It's done. People's hearts will be calibrated in their favor. Men will favor them beyond normal sense. It's done. This year, they are finishing that project. This year. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. I say this in the name of Jesus. All needs, financial, material, accommodation, money, all needs, kingdom practical, Abahas Tesida, Bakuteli Klanombrakida, Letomini Tomina practice saliva. He says that you are more important than the sparrow. If he cares for the lily, cares for the best of the hair, how much more you? I prophesy, all needs are met. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We give you praise for this. Rejoice! 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 Give the Lord a dance! Rejoice! Rejoice! Hallelujah! Thank you, Father. Amen. Were you blessed? Were you blessed? Before we take our offering, I want to just give three wonderful hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Louder.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiry, counseling, prayer, and partnership, please call +234 80 74 07 85 66. We celebrate you.